Ever feel like you're just drowning, totally drowning in a sea of to-dos? And learn that new software is like bobbing somewhere at the very bottom.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Today, we're diving into something that might just be the life raft we all need. It's learning, right? But learning in the flow of work.
It's about time we ditch those clunky training manuals and those day-long seminars that just pull you away from actually getting work done.
Right. Because who has time for that? Are you telling me I can ditch that guilt, that I don't have time to learn guilt and actually become more productive?
It's true.
I'm intrigued. Our listeners sent in some fascinating research on this, so let's dive right in.
Okay, so one source dives into this problem, right? It talks about a sales team that's really struggling to adopt a new CRM.
Ooh, I feel that.
They did the whole, like, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
Workshops, presentations, all of it.
Yep, been there.
But adoption rates, dismal.
Ouch. Sounds like, what is it? Information overload, engagement zero.
Exactly. But here's where it gets interesting. They decided to try this this learning in the flow approach. So instead of pulling their reps completely out of their workflow, they embedded these short targeted training videos right into the CRM.
Okay, so instead of bombarding them with information, they're getting these little bite-sized lessons right when they actually need them.
Yes.
Clever.
And the results were, well, they were pretty remarkable. The research showed a significant increase in, well, in everything, CRM adoption, user satisfaction, even sales performance.
Oh, it's huge. So it's not just about making learning more convenient. It's about tying it directly to tangible outcomes.
Right.
It's huge. But what does it even mean to learn in the flow of work?
So one of the sources defines it as this, fully integrating learning and knowledge creation into the everyday tasks and processes that make up work.
Okay.
It's about making learning an organic part of, you know, what we're already doing naturally.
Yeah, I get it. It's like learning how to bake by actually baking. You're not just reading about it. You're getting your hands dirty, making mistakes.
Yeah.
You're figuring it out as you go.
Exactly.
And speaking of getting our hands dirty, I'm curious about the practical side of this whole thing. How do we actually make learning part of our workflow? Like, not just another thing piled on top, you know?
Yeah, for sure. This is where technology can really, really shine.
Okay.
So one source actually dives into these watch and learn tools that we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just about convenience. These tools can be really powerful when they're used strategically, you know?
Okay, so more than just replacing a training manual with a 5-minute video.
Right. Imagine this. You're in your CRM and you're trying to run a report. Let's say you need this report for a meeting in like 10 minutes, right?
Been there.
But you totally forgot how to do it.
Oh, no.
And instead of sending those panicked messages to like your tech-savvy coworker, like,
help.
Yes. A little notification pops up. And it recognizes that you are struggling with this specific report, right?
Right.
And then it just offers you this like 3-minute watch and learn video showing you exactly how to do it.
Aye.
Right there, right then. No searching, no context switching, just instant relevant help.
That's a game changer. It's like having a personal tutor who like anticipates your every need and then just pops up at just the right moment to save the day.
Exactly. And the best part, it's not even just reactive. The research also mentions these AI-powered platforms.
Okay, cool.
They can learn your patterns, identify where you might have skill gaps, and then proactively suggest learning resources just for you.
Oh, wow.
It's like having this personalized learning roadmap, but it's like built right into your workday.
So it's not just about solving immediate problems. It's about continuously developing your skills so you're not left in the dust.
Yeah.
Keeping ahead of the curve.
Exactly. And this is where the benefits, they kind of extend beyond just the individual, right? Because when employees are constantly learning and growing, well, they're more engaged, they're more adaptable, they're more likely to come up with innovative solutions.
Right. They're not afraid to try new things.
Yes.
So learning in the flow, it's not just a productivity hack. It's a strategic advantage for organizations in today's world.
Absolutely. And I think that's why we're seeing this huge shift, right? More and more companies are shifting how they approach learning and development. It's no longer about like checking a box with that annual training, you know.
Mandatory training day.
Yes. It's about creating this culture of, you know, continuous learning and then giving employees the tools, the resources they need to actually make it happen.
But it's not just up to the companies.
Yeah.
Right?
Huh.
Like, we have to change our mindset too, don't we? It's a two-way street, right?
Yeah.
Companies need to like clear the way, pay the way, but then we have to actually walk down that path.
Yeah. We have to like ditch the old training day thing and just kind of embrace this idea of learning always being there.
Right.
It's about recognizing those little like aha moments, right? Those little victories we have every day, and not just being like, cool, let's move on, but thinking, okay, what else? What else can I learn about this?
Yeah, like if I discover, I don't know, a new keyboard shortcut that saves me 5 minutes a day.
Right.
Instead of just being like, awesome, 5 minutes back, I look for more shortcuts.
Yes, exactly. Or you're like, what other tools could I be using to, you know, just make my workflow even better?
It's like that, what is it? Give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach a man to fish.
Yes.
But for productivity, teach a man a shortcut, and they become this productivity machine.
I love that. And, you know, I think the beauty of this approach is that it takes what can feel like this big, overwhelming thing, learning new stuff, right? And it just breaks it down into these little bite-sized pieces.
It's just holy.
You're not trying to climb this huge, you know, mountain of knowledge all at once. It's one step at a time.
It feels way more manageable that way, for sure.
Yes.
Because I think it's not even just about, like, the actual knowledge, you know? It's like you do one little thing, you learn one little thing, and you're like, yes, I can do this. I can learn. I can change.
It builds your confidence. It's so empowering to feel like you're in control, right, of your own learning journey. Like, you don't need someone to hold your hand through every single thing.
Yeah, you get to decide what you want to learn.
Exactly.
This has been a really, really interesting deep dive. We explored how traditional training just doesn't really cut it sometimes.
Yeah.
We talked about the power of learning in the flow, all these new tools that are popping up, AI-powered learning platforms. It's amazing.
It's really exciting to think about.
It is.
The most important takeaway here is that learning, it really doesn't have to be this separate, you know, chore, this thing that we dread.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
It can just be a natural, even enjoyable part of, you know, how we work, how we live our lives. So the next time you find yourself opening up that search bar, about to Google something for the 100th time, that's your sign. It's time to dive in, to really learn and, you know, discover something new.
It's like that little notification popping up in your brain.
Exactly.
Love it. Big thanks to our listener for sending in this research. It was a good one.
Yeah.
And to everyone listening, we want to hear from you. How do you learn in the flow of your work? You know, share your experiences, tips, those aha moments. Find us on social media. Let's talk about it. Until next time. Keep those minds curious. Keep that learning going.